Hello everybody, I am Patrick Sharkey, and with Highland Radio this week we will be celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week. On the series we will focus on different neurodivergent people from Donegal and further afield. We talked to 25-year-old Byrne Footman, Dallin Clark, who's Asperger Syndrome. Dallin is currently studying General Computing at the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, so you're very welcome to the show, Dallin.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for being here.
First of all, you know, when did you learn you had Asperger Syndrome?
First, I learned Asperger Syndrome or autism would be around 12 or 13 years old when I'm about to leave secondary school. When I was youngest, like, but didn't know any speech therapy, like any speech or whatever you call it. Growing up, it's like, don't know how to make sentences or social skills or whatever you call it, is make it difficult for it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Did you, the support of your immediate family and friends?
Yeah, my family and friends have pretty much supported me since I found out. Well, pretty much my family supported me throughout once I found out I got autism or Asperger's, so pretty much helped me throughout whole thing.
Did your struggle to confine with societal norms and your neurodivergent way of thinking help shape you into the person you are today?
Shape different? No, I would be the same person as I was since I was a kid or whatever you call it. I will learn from the different peers when going through my lifetime. Like growing up is basically like, for example, Liam Gill pretty much helped me throughout as well. It pretty much took me to Sonas Youth Club in Buncrana and basically helped me with the support that I really need through my social skills or whatever you call it.
Do you feel at times, you know, maybe to fit in, you want to master your true persona? You know, you might, you know, maybe pretend to be someone you weren't just to kind of make yourself.
I make a different persona, pretty much not really, to be fair. It's just at times, if you're about self, it's just thinking, yeah, do different persona or whatever you call it. But at the same time, it's like being a person that really am. To be fair.
Before we go, given that Asperger's syndrome is a lifelong disability, has it impacted you throughout adulthood more than your childhood?
Pretty much more to my childhood because, like, think about it, is it's hard to get friends when you're in childhood. And once you're in adulthood, like, sometimes it would be comes to towards you. In life, like people you meet, you easily chat to as whatever you call it. When I was a kid, I was pretty much shy or whatever. And also when an adult is pretty much the first meeting the people, it's just pretty much shy as usual. Then once they get to know to each other, it's just, you get along very well.
Thank you very much. That's it for today's podcast. Join us for more on Neurodiversity Celebration Week tomorrow.